Welcome to Accessible Computer Podcast. Agent Amazon here, and today I'm going to demonstrate how to use water lock feature in Apple Watch Series 3 or 4. First of all, I want to let you know series of Apple Watch older than third generation are not compatible with the water lock system, so don't go in the swimming pool or under the shower with that kind of watch. It is waterproof in the way, you know, it's not a problem to splash the watch when you wash your hands or when it's a heavy rain or something like that, but it's not designed to be taken with you in a swimming pool. The third and the fourth generation of Apple Watch works with this feature. I'll show you today how to activate and how to deactivate this feature. We need to do the activation in two steps because before activating or turning this feature on, we have to deactivate the crown navigation. Digital crown navigation, it is a feature which helps users to scroll through the applications when there's a long list of application or settings or whatever else is displayed on the screen. I have my Apple Watch Series 4 here. It's connected with my iPhone. It's a cellular version. Doesn't matter if it's a cellular or not cellular version.
1106.
First of all, the gesture for deactivating the crown navigation is two fingers triple tap.
1106. Digital crown navigation on.
So it's on. I'll do once more. Two fingers, triple tap.
Digital crown navigation off.
Now it's off. Must be off before you activate the water lock on, because when you want to switch off the water lock, you have to use the digital crown for that. Now, the second step is to go into the control center and there to search for water lock toggle and to switch that toggle on.
1107, control center.
So I flick down, control center, one finger double tap.
Control center, connected over iPhone, image.
As a picture, as an image, flick left to right.
Region tracking on, image.
Another image.
Water lock. Switch button off.
In my case, it's
disables
off.
Disables touch interaction. To unlock, turn the digital crown. Double tap to toggle setting. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
Okay, so you heard the hints. The hint saying we have to deactivate crown navigation and double tap one finger to toggle the button. In my case, it's the first button. In your case, probably will be
connected over iPhone.
Lower
image.
On the list.
Region water lock mute. Do not disturb. Mute water lock. Switch button off.
Okay, I'll
disables
double.
Disables touch interaction. To unlock, turn the digital crown. Double tap to toggle setting. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
Okay, one finger double tap to activate.
1108.
Now, if I flick left or right,
1108.
Doesn't matter what other gesture I do on the screen, the only bit of information what the voiceover will report is the time, nothing else. In this way, I'm sure the water lock is turned on properly. You have to be 100% sure the water lock is on. Don't go in the swimming pool before you are absolutely sure this feature is turned on. Now, if I want to deactivate water lock, I have to press once on the digital crown, the round button.
1109.
And now spin the wheel, and I'm waiting for a bit. Now I heard a little vibration and then blip, a little sound. That vibration what I heard, I don't know if the microphone captured this sound properly, but that vibration have the role to dry out the speaker, to remove every drop of water what possible to be in into the speaker.
74 BPM, 2 minutes ago, 81, 61.
So I'm sure the water lock is off when the regular watch face is coming up. In my case, I've got
1140.
A watch face with a number of complications like
1140, 74 BPM, heartbeat, 9, low, 2 degrees.
Weather, battery level,
battery. 80th battery,
and so on.
83%.
Again, I will recap all the information. You have to turn the digital crown navigation off with two fingers triple tab, and then go in control center, navigate to water lock button. VoiceOver will say off. One finger double tap to turn it on. Will be no other information on the screen. The touch interaction is deactivated, so the only bit of information what is available is the time. To switch off the water lock, you need to press the digital crown once, and then to spin the digital crown, and to wait for a few seconds, a vibration and potentially a beep, a high-pitch beep will come up in case of lots of water is inside. And when the water lock is properly off, you'll be returned to the regular screen with the complication what you have currently on the screen. Another mention one I want to do is about the speaker level, or if you're on the speech level. The level of the speech is a bit dimmed just after coming out of the swimming pool, so you need to wait for a few minutes to come back to the regular volume of the speaker, just because that membrane, little membrane of the speaker, is a bit wet after the swimming time. And don't worry if you hear the voiceover talking a bit dimmed, don't panic, it's just a matter of a few minutes to come back to the regular volume, regular pitch, and as normal. Hope my demonstration today is helpful for those blind people who are interested to go with the Apple Watch in the swimming pool or in the sea for swimming. And for any questions, don't hesitate to contact me by email at office@accessiblecomputer.co.uk, by phone at 07788 24 11 25, and also, you can follow me on Twitter, Accessible Compu, capital A, capital C, C-O-M-P-U, Accessible Compu, altogether. Until next time, all the best.